For the second year in a row, the Hazleton Wolverines have swept the Prince Rupert Rampage to set up a West Division final against the Terrace River Kings. Meanwhile, on the eastern side of the Central Interior League Hockey League, the Quesnel Kangaroos also swept their best of three divisional semifinal series against the Smithers Steelheads. They will play the Williams Lake Stampeders in the East Division final. Saturday, February 17, in Hazleton, the first period was quiet with only one goal charted by CIHL regular season scoring champion Tanner Wart to give the Wolverines a 1-0 lead. Period 1 was also startlingly quiet in terms of penalties with no minutes recorded. The previous week a second score sheet was needed to accommodate all the penalties in Game 1 of the West Division semifinal. The home team set the pace in the second period, though, with Jack Lankishin and Denver Maloney banging in markers in the first 3.5 minutes. The lone highlight of the night for Rupert came late in the frame when Hunter Johnson scored. That would be it for the Rampage, though, and it was quickly erased when Maloney bulged the twine for his second just before the buzzer. Only 4 minutes of penalties were handed out, two each to Tyler Ostrom, Rampage, and Cameron McPhee, Wolverines. Up 4-1 to start the final period, Hazleton would go on to add three more from Scott Docherty, Dawson McKenzie and Joel Patsy for a decisive 7-1 final. Hazleton will open the divisional final at home against Terrace this Saturday, February 24, with Game 2 scheduled for March 2 in Terrace and Game 3 on March 3, if necessary, also in Terrace. The other divisional semifinal was much less of a blowout. Quesnel arrived in Smithers February 17, 1-up in the series following their 6-4 victory the week before at home. Full stats were not available at the time of publication, but Quesnel never lost the lead throughout the game, jumping out to 3-1 lead in the first and extending it to 6-3 in the second. The Steelheads made a valiant effort to bring it back in the third period, shutting the Ruse out of the scoring, but were only able to muster two goals of their own in making the final 6-5. Quesnel will face off at home against Williams Lake on February 24. On March 2 and 3, if necessary, the series moves to Williams Lake.